This is a CHY News report. David Dales is an assistant fire chief in the Nanaimo who was recently deployed to protect homes in Kelowna that were threatened by raging wildfires. Dales was a task force leader, headed up a team of local Kelowna firefighters.
Task force leader would be equivalent to standing up an independent fire department inside a community. So I was running a task force, so I had fire engines, traditional urban fire engines. I had water tenders, 2,200 gallons per truck, and then I had small bush trucks. We were assigned duties was in the evacuated zone. When a community is evacuated, the eyes and the ears for fire are gone, so tactical patrols are required. And we were responding to all the 911 calls of smoke and fire inside the community.
Many of the firefighters on Dale's task force were fighting a fire that threatened their own homes, and every single member of his team were on evacuation alert.
They're physically weren't able to check on their own house because they were fighting fires at their neighbor's house. So it was pretty selfless. It's what firefighters sign up for. But to actually witness firefighters driving code 3 through their own community to fight a fire, to save a house five doors down, driving past their own house, which they haven't inspected. Pretty impactful to watch and witness and to be their boss while they were having to do that. And at no time did those firefighters ever ask, nor did we have time that they were able to go in and check out their own home.
Dales has been deploying to wildfire hotspots for years and says he's seen the intensity of wildfires increasing.
We were seeing some pretty extreme fire behavior this summer that is unprecedented. So when I compare it to deployments and even in Vernon in 2021, which I was a part of a deployment on night shift again, where we lost significant amount of structures. The fire behavior that we witnessed in Kelowna, this in West Kelowna, it was even worse than that. So the data set is small, but personally, I do see a trend where fire behavior is getting worse based on winds, elevated temperature, decreased relative humidity, and the winds.
Dale says while the vast majority of people in Kelowna obeyed evacuation orders, there were a few people who stayed behind.
When people stay behind, it puts firefighters at risk because then we have to, if things go from bad to worse and we have to go in and rescue you, we like to do rescues based on planning. And when we have to drive code 3 up your long driveway to rescue you, we don't have a lot of time to do planning. So it puts firefighters at risk. We did have one evacuated person who couldn't find their cat. So we actually went back to the house, found the cat, put it in a cage, and brought it out to them. But they didn't follow the alert properly, and they didn't plan properly. And the weather changed rather quickly. Their neighborhood went from an evacuation alert to an order, and they had to leave their cat behind, and that caused them a lot of grief, a lot of anxiety. We were able to rescue the cat, but it did put some concern to the family. So, just follow the rules of evacuation alert, evacuation orders, and fire smart your house.
Dale says the best way homeowners can protect their home is to use the Fire Smart BC guide at firesmartbc.ca.
Because there's limited resources in a wildfire. And when there's limited resources, you risk a lot to save a lot. And this fire was encroaching onto a house probably over 3 to 4 hours. Not showing a lot of visible flame. It was in the back of the property, but the fire was basically used like a wick in a candle. It was being drawn to the house. And if it wasn't for the hard work of Kelowna firefighters who were dismounting their apparatus, going into the backyards and personally inspecting every home, that home would have had a negative impact. Homeowners need to get onto the FireSmart BC website and do anything that they can do. Even in environment of Nanaimo, where we do have some south slopes and we had temperatures this summer that were elevated temperatures above the relative humidity, and we had swirly winds around 20 to 30, and that is a prime weather for a wildfire to have a negative impact on your home, even in Nanaimo. So follow FireSmart rules.
For CHY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.